Joining us right now, general manager for the Baltimore Orioles. He is Mike Elias. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, Rob. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. You're going into year number two running this team. As you look back on year one, 2019, what's some of the things that you were proud of in terms of accomplishments as being a GM of the Orioles?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, it was a tough year at the major league level, losing like we did. But we all knew what we were getting into, and you know, we're here to position this organization for the future, to build it up back to where it needs to be. And, you know, really behind the scenes, there was a lot done this year on the farm system. We had a tremendous year in the minor leagues, built the international scouting operation up from basically next to nothing to being a top flight staff. And we also got our analytics staff in the front office in place, and we're continuing to build all those areas. So what we want to see is the level of young talent across the organization continue to rise. We've got a top 10 farm system now, I think. We're continuing to add to that, and we're starting to see some of these young guys get to Camden Yards, and a few more of them will join this year.
Like Rob was talking about, he mentioned John Means with his discussion. I know you guys came in like, you know, at the 11th hour last year, so you kind of had a scramble to get to know everybody. But we talked to Means in spring training. He was happy if he broke with the club to come north, ends up being an all-star. Did anybody see this coming with him?
No, it really came out of nowhere. You know, he was in camp, and that was just, frankly, because he had finished the year with the major league team in 2018 just because they needed arms. Once we saw him, we liked him. He looked good in camp. You know, he's a big guy. He's really competitive. The changeup made some real big strides in spring training, but I think even he was surprised by the year that he had. But you know, we think it's real. He's got good stuff. Like I said, he's got a big, durable pitcher's body, and he's still young. So we're really excited we have him. And you know, pleasant surprises like that is part of a rebuilding strategy. You give guys opportunities, and you never know what's going to happen.
Mike, besides part of the coaching staff and some of the things you did address there at the top of the interview, what are some of the other notable changes that fans who may attend spring training or go out during the regular season notice about this club as opposed to last year?
Well, I think we're going to have a lot of competition and a lot of players in camp. You know, we're projecting to have almost 70 guys in camp right away. Wow. You know, a lot of those guys you know, won't have a ton of opportunity to make the team, but you're going to see a lot of the players that we have on the horizon coming up through AA, AAA, and guys that we brought in, you know, to compete as well. You know, we're still working on adding to the starting rotation, working on that right now. But I think we've done a good job fortifying our infield defense. Jose Iglesias, who's known for his glove, is going to be playing shortstop for us all year, and that'll be helpful for our young pitchers, and he's a fun guy to watch. You know, we're still looking for arms, and we're going to let those guys duke it out in camp.
Mike Elias joins us, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Mike, for decades, the Orioles have had Fan Fest, and in your second year, there's no longer Fan Fest. There's now Birdland Caravan. How tough was it of a decision was it for the organization to do away with the traditional Fan Fest format and go to this new format?
Well, I think we're going to really enjoy the Birdland Caravan. It's something that we decided it was time to try something a little different. And rather than fans coming to us, we want to come to the fans. And, you know, there's parts all over the region that we're going to be visiting this weekend. We've got a lot of players, coaches coming in, and we're going to get out there to different parts of Maryland and the Mid-Atlantic region and go see everybody. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be able to get involved in some activities in these towns, these markets. And, you know, we're bringing the Camden Yards experience to the fans themselves. So I'm looking forward to it. It's something I've done before. It's a great way to connect and get up close and personal with fans and players. And it's going to be a blast.
Hey, Mike, one of the people that we've, you know, fell in love with and then has struggled for years has been Chris Davis. In this offseason, has there anything unusual or different been done in his training to kind of get him back on track? Or is he just working on his own down south?
Yeah, I mean, we try as much as we can different with him. I mean, I think any changes right now, you know, we welcome them because what he is doing and has been doing, obviously, you know, it's not working. Right. So, you know, we've got him on a different physical training regimen this winter. trying to get him to gain some weight. It seems like it's going well. You know, just some other stuff kind of behind the scenes that we're doing with his training off the field and in the gym. But, you know, we'll see. I'm hopeful that some of this stuff might start to show dividends. But, you know, it's been a frustrating situation for everybody. We're doing the best we can with it, and we're just taking it one step at a time.
Okay. You talked about gaining weight, and that's one of the things that I noticed, to be honest with you, from his 50 and 40-something home run year. Mike, it looked like he lost quite a bit of weight, and that's even a concern of yours, seems like.
Yeah, and he was in agreement about that this winter, and so, you know, that's been an area of focus. So we'll see what he looks like when he gets to Sarasota. We've had members of our strength and conditioning staff go visit him. He lives in Dallas in the off season, and so they've been checking in with him periodically, and so far so good.
Now Mike, you did say that you're still looking for some pitching. Do you anticipate trading some guys before or during spring training, or does the club that you have now mostly consist of guys that'll be around during April and maybe beyond?
I don't think that there will be any major trades prior to the start of spring training. I mean, we're getting pretty close. You know, we like the mix of guys that we have to go compete for some of the spots where we are going to have some competition, whether it's, you know, the fourth outfielder on the roster or the utility infielder. But the starting pitching core, like I said, is an area where I still think we can reinforce and add more guys into the mix without taking away from opportunity that we're going to want for some of our younger guys. I mean, we're really in need of pitching right now, and it's the more the merrier.
Here with Mike Elias, General Manager, Baltimore Orioles. Now, Mike, on Saturday, you're going to be at the meet and greet at Turf Valley Resort in Ellicott City. Going to be there with Brian Roberts and Hansel Alberto from 11 a.m. to noon. Now, if this is anything, we were at the event around Christmas down at the Oriole Park at Camden Yards. It was, what, 30-something degrees outside and raining, and fans were out there not afraid to ask questions. So are you prepared for this on Saturday?
I'm prepared. I haven't looked at the forecast. I guess my head is in Florida already. But, you know, it's been like 50 degrees here the past couple of days. So yeah. I'm hoping we just roll it right into the weekend. But either way, we'll make it work. And I think we've got indoor, outdoor, all kinds of good stuff. We got a full day planned. The part that I'm going to on Saturday, I know they got a good schedule on Friday and Sunday as well. So. Can't wait.
And Mike, one of the things that was being discussed for like 30 years or more has been the DH in the National League. Do you think we're ever going to see this? To me, it's like having a three-point line, you know, with some NBA teams and not others. I just think it's time. Do you think we'll see this?
Sure sounds like it. I mean, we haven't been told anything directly like in league meetings, but my kind of experience is once they start talking about stuff like this, it happens at some point. So, you know, I bet you I'll bet you it happens. I just don't know when, but it seems like it's inevitable.
Mike, I did want to ask you, I don't know if you're keeping track or maybe there's a website out there. How many Ivy Leaguers are now Major League GMs? I saw another one was just added from Yale yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems like one school in particular has a leg up right now. So, unfortunately for me, they're all in the American League. So, you know, we've got to battle out with those guys. But, it's nice.
Is there like a course at Yale on how to be a Major League GM?
No, but they sure charge us enough to go there, I can tell you that.
Well, it turns out to be worth it for everyone who graduates.
Mike Elias, Oriole General Manager. You will be at the meet and greet at Turf Valley Resort in Ellicott City on Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon with Brian Roberts and Hansel Alberto. We look forward to seeing you. Events are open to the public and do not require a ticket. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.